Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0300 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
What's up? Oh, just leaving the house. Damn, we got lots of help, so stay outside. I gotta try to introduce all the players to Mr. Baylor. Yeah, you tell me 9 o'clock, so I took some time, got some coffee, and making my way down there, nice and smooth. Hey, Tom. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm probably not going to need you. Sean is coming. I did not know that. I thought Sean had family matters he had to attend to, but he was able to squeeze it in, so I'm going to ask you to stand down. Okay. I thought I got to go to the bank anyways, and trying to make it over to Walmart. She asked me to do a couple things after the day was done. Well, it'll make Melissa happy, too, if she still can get to the fair. Who's your list today? We got climbing the tower. What is it, you, Sean, and Hagen? Is Paul giving you guys a hint? Yeah. All right. I'm running in. I'll be right back. Thanks again, though. Yeah, no problem. I just hear you guys coming out for besides Sean. I'll be here.
Sorry about that, Tom. I probably should have let him know I was on my way half an hour ago.
Oh, no, no big deal. Like I said, I was already driving, and Melissa asked me to get a couple things done in that area anyway.
Well, if things go smoothly and you time it right, meet us for lunch or brunch at the cafe or diner or whatever it is.
Yeah, no problem. Who's on the crew today?
John's the muscle, and Wally and I. That's all I know of offhand. Wally and I already know Joe, so really it's only introducing, you know, one extra person, so the least disruption.
Oh, 100% understandable. You don't want too many hands in the pot anyways.
Yeah, these things are kind of funky. All right, I'm here. I'm gonna park and figure out what's going on here. So I'll be waiting.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, just text me when you guys are done, and we'll meet up for lunch or something like that.
All right, man. Get you in a bit. Love you, Anthony.
Okay, Joe. WABD KCK Joe.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 79 degrees.
KE8LAX. KE8LAX NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO, QSY, the Mecca.
E8LAX, KKKGO, how's it going, Dean?
Hey, Tom, that might have been me calling for Dean, just to see if he's going to make it or not. It looks like we might have enough help, so he might be able to stand down, but how's your morning so far? Copy most of that. New Haven, I'm not getting the best signal, so I'll cut you loose for now. NAWRO, have a good morning, Tom.
Well, how is this? I went over to the home.
Yeah, how am I doing? I'm going to Richmond from New Haven. You're good now.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, no, I... Wally called me at the end. He had enough heat, plus was able to attend. So don't want too many people, and it's too many hands in the pot.
NAWRO, yep, too many cooks in the kitchen is not what we want. Those three guys are in working on it, and I'm out in the lot as a gopher standing by. And our backup is Dean. I think we got too many backups, so. But I think we're going to be good. We'll see how it works out. Keep you posted.
Yeah, not a problem. If all
If planets align, then we'll go grab some victuals over there at the Coney Island. So keep me posted. KKTGN.
You're connected to CMN Network.
By the way, I think you said the SWR is below 1, so that's great.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you're the gopher, and I'm, I'm Melissa's gopher today.
Copy that. NAWRO clear but listening.
Okay, if you kid you all working.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
Tango Echo 8, Sierra Zulu Romeo, catch you.
Connected to CMN Network.
NXCAF monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
Oh, Taco Bell, haven't had that in ages. Well, probably about a month or two. When I started to my daughter and I decided on Taco Bell.
their Doritos, Nachos, Locos, Taco Shells, and all that, so she likes to get them once in a while. Oh, I remember what it was I was thinking of. Those guys get done, and I'm available, and I get the information. I can, they're putting it in up by the grill, right? So I can give them like a 13-mile range test from my house if they want.
Yeah, I'll be on the open spot. When I get home, I got to work on one of my bowel things for the frequency.
Yeah, I need the frequencies and all the other information to be able to help them out with that, too. But I can all wait until they're done putting it together and when it happens and stuff like that. Because Anna and I are planning lunch at about 12:30, and, you know, we don't know when they're going to be done, so.
Yeah, same here. Lolly's supposed to touch base with me when they're ready to go. But, it's progress.
Yes, it is. And we're going into basically uncharted territory with this, because if I remember right, he was doing it in 2-meter, and there's like two 2-meter DMR repeaters in the whole state, according to Repeater Book. I know it's not the most reliable source, but just going by what I see there, it's a fair bet there's not a whole lot of stuff in 2-meter for digital, so this is looking good.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a great beta site, and then see how it goes from there. But definitely, I'm excited for it.
Same here. I'm looking forward to trying it out at some point. I should be able to hit it from my house. You know, it's only 13 miles line of sight. I should be able to do it. Hoping I can.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty fun. I said I got to get it programmed in my HD. That's the only way I'm going to hit it, aside from open spot. And that's how I got, I got a mobile open spot, so get that all set up so I can either do it that way or through my HD, VHS.
Thank you. Question. Do you have all the information already to try to talk to it?
Yeah, I got to look at my archive. I think I got it in there. Wally and I have been doing some beta testing for the past month or so on it. You know, from the bench. Yeah, I got it. I'll send it out to you once they're ready to go.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you to do, is shoot me the information so I can stick it in a couple of my radios and we can start trying stuff out from a bit greater distance. NACA.
Oh, definitely. It is for the greater good. I guess it is going to be a beta site, so... how it's all set up. So we'll see how it goes. You know, being up here in Memphis, I should be able to hit it down here, you know, where it's at, in the undisclosed location that we don't discuss.
Yeah, I copy that. It's definitely going to be a huge benefit for you. Like I said, I'm just hoping to be able to get into it myself from here. I should. But... you know, we're going to find out because, you know, if this works, another one of those located in another good location, and we could probably get the whole county covered with, like, 2, maybe 3 of them, tops.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, Tim, you out there listening? N-A-W-R-O, K-K-K-G-O. He's supposed to be the gopher today. So there's enough people over there. And I think he's supposed to be doing all the legwork for
whatever they need so they don't stop the progress. All right, that means he's probably not listening on the network right now, and those guys are doing everything simplex on HTs, which I wouldn't blame them.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they might be working off of P25, and I don't have one with me.
I don't have one, period, because those things are just out of my budget right now.
The only one I got is my mobile and my work can, and that's it. HTs are a little bit out of my price range right now.
Yeah, I hear that. That's why I'm pretty much done buying radios for now, and when I'm looking towards the future and things I want to do, I got to be very, very judicious about what I pick up and think about, you know, stuff that I want to do, because, you know, I got a ton of plans. I don't have a ton of cash.
Oh, neither do I. Just lucky that I get on, you know, get in deals here and there. I mean, I got Dakota's STM-150, that's upstairs. You know, I got that on a deal. I got the XPR-4550 in my Explorer along with my Alinco, which is my first big purchase. Then I got my 310 DMR system fusion in my work van, and my 5550 Motorola that I bought from Wally. So, and then I got what? I got this one here, the 6550 HD, got this from Blue. And I'm working on getting a 7550 HD from Anthony. So I'm working on not that as well. Of course, then I got all my other HDs.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, my next planned radio purchase is going to be an upgrade for my truck, because right now what's in there is a TYT TH9800. That has no digital capabilities whatsoever. Its upside is that it does 6-meter and 10-meter, but there's no digital with it whatsoever. And I also need something with a remote head, because, you know, mounting space for an actual mobile unit up in the front of the cab is just like, it's just stupid tight. So basically the only thing out there is, you know, the one Tim got at CS800D. That is looking like what I will get for upgrading the mobile to the truck. And then I don't know what I'll do with the 9800 after that. I'll figure something out. And I have to wait on that one, because it's probably going to be next year before I have the spare cash to pick up one of those units.
Oh, I feel you. No, I got enough. I do need another DMR mobile. I have one, but my coworker uses it. So, he's got that, you know, he's got my TYT MD9600. And, you know, then I got just the HDs and stuff. So, I do have to get another mobile, see if I can find another 9600 for a good price.
How much do those 9600s normally go for anyways? I don't even remember what they price out at.
About 250, I think. Between 250 and 300. They're good little radios. I like it. You know, I used that until I got my 4550. Then I got my 4550. And, you know, I bought that off of Wally, who bought it off of an estate sale. So, you know, my coworker had, you know, a little GMRS, one of the itty-bitty, you know, the little 3000 NEC2 or something like that, and then upgraded him to the 9600.
Yeah, that'll work. But if you like Alinco radios, you can look into the one that I'm using right now. That's the DR-MD500T. I don't remember exactly what they're selling for. off the top of my head, but I remember I was willing, basically I was willing to pay the price to get two of them. And, you know, as you can hear, it's decent radio.
Well, that's the thing, is I got my BR735G, and when I bought it, I didn't think about putting a digital chip in it for an extra $100. So, I kind of shot myself in the foot on that one.
Oops. Well, you know, you could always, you know, pick up a 500T and then turn around and sell that one. Someone will buy it. You know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's a good radio. I like it. You know, it's 50-50 for UHF and VHF. So, you know, it's not 50-35, it's 50-50. Which, one of the reasons why I bought it was that big display that I can actually see things. But then, I fell in love with my gauge too. And now, I love my gauge too.
Yeah, I can understand that. A lot of people hold the AC radios in high regard. Those are, unfortunately, also out of my price range.
Yeah, she cost me just under $5 for the 310. I couldn't find the 300D, which is what Dean has, K8LAX. So, couldn't find that one, so I ended up getting the 310D, which has system fusion on it, and I like it. That's the one in my work band, I guess, and then the 150, which is the same one that we have in the Go Kit. That's upstairs in my, you know, up in the spare room. That's connected to my antenna that's in the attic. That does not have system fusion on it, but it is Mars modded.
NACAF. Yeah, that's good. I like being able to get these things into the GMRS and other frequencies because it cuts down on how much hardware you have to buy. As long as you play by all the other rules, nobody's going to say nothing.
Percent. All right, sir. Almost at my home PCA here. Final approach. So I will chat again a bit. So send me a thing your final. Okay.
All right, Tom. We will talk to you later. 73s and NACAF monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WD8KLL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
WDHKLL-KF8-DIC.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Rain. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees.
WDIJ Waterford.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KAPR WDIJ.
APR
Yes, sir, you got good signal.
KDBD, SADON, and AWU.
Loud and clear.
Good time.
KAJDB, KEADOM, will you be able to take that control today?
Will do. Not a problem. KAJDB.
Okay, roger that. Thank you, sir. And then I think I have it next week.
Yeah, this is KJBD for the Michigan Section Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinate. We're taking free net check-ins here. If you are wishing to check in to the free net for the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now.
Peter, you need a better signal. Relocate. Send it over to you.
Copy that. JBD from the Michigan ARPSC net taking pre-net check-in. If anyone wishing to check in the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. JBD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net tonight. Anyone wishing to check in the pre-net, please call now. Thank you. is KJBD taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan AR2SC net. If relay was for check-in, please call now.
Net control. Net control. This is.
Okay, I got a net control, and this is, but nothing else. Come back with your call sign, sir.
Net control, this is November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo, Macomb County, District 2, no traffic.
Okay, I got a November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Anyone else who can check in, please call now.
Net control, this is November 8th, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar, NAWRO, Macomb County.
Okay, I got a November 8th Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Anybody else, please call now.
Control, this is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, Cliff in Macomb County, in and out.
This is KJBB, net control for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. Taking pre-net check-ins. Any station wishing to check in the Michigan RC net, please call now.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic. You have a good signal over here in Kalamazoo. Over.
WD8 XB. Yep, that's checked in. Great signal here too. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch you later on when the net actually starts. JBD, looking for login. Net at check-in. Sorry about that.
Net control, this is. November 8, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, Cliff, Macomb County, in and out.
Okay, NACAF, are you copying me?
Yes, I am, net control. You are loud and clear.
Sure, you got you the first time. What you in is in and out. Thanks for checking in. Al Coppin.
Clean copy at this end, sir. Back to you.
Good deal. Thanks for checking in. Check in next week, the Katie JDB. Anyone wishing to check in for the Michigan ARPSC net, pre-net, please call now.
Kilo Delta, Bravo, Mike Bravo.
I have a Kilo Delta 8, Bravo, Mike Bravo. Next station, please.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu.
WB8PQZ coming in loud and clear, sir. Next station, please.
KD8BMBB for Genesee County,
I'll be in okay, I got a KD8. You were a little fast with the last three. Please come back, sir.
Kilo Delta 8, Bravo, Mike Bravo. I'll be Genesee County. I'll be in and out.
Okay, KD8BMB, guys. KDBB, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any cases we can check in, please call now.
Charlie Oscar Papa, Chris, up in Ogama County. Hello, Jim.
WACOP, good to hear you, Chris. Got you checked in. Next station, please.
Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha, loud clear. Over.
WD8 USA, got you checked in too. Next station, please.
This is Kilo Charlie Yankee Victor Foxtrot, run in Saginaw County.
At control.
It was a double.
Okay, next station, please.
This is November 8, November, Oscar Romeo, no traffic.
Okay, got NANO1, next station, please.
Good afternoon, 1700
Okay.
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps net. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, on or near a frequency 3932 kHz. Their alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232. Today we're on 7234. That's nice and clear. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available on DHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on DHF and UHF, you're also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be receive only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OSCOM and Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skyward. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Radio participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from each group. I will take a short break here for a second. Let the amp cool down. Okay, this is KGBD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of ECRO of Washtenaw County. From the pre-net group, we have the following stations listed. These stations need not check in again. KADON, NAOBU, NACDR, NAWR, NACAF, NNL, WBAASB, WBATTV, TDHDMB, NNL, WHCOP, and WBAUSR, along with NANOR. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India, Alpha Romeo.
I got KD9, IAR, next station, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
I got KC8, YDF, next station, please. To the Michigan ARPSC, yes, please call now. It's KJBD, net control. Okay, nothing heard. Let's move on down the line. KEDON, Max, your comments, sir.
All right, this is KEDON. Good afternoon, everybody. First off, KEDON, Jim, thank you for taking the net this afternoon. Signals that you're on 40 are much better than we've been seeing on 80, and as I was looking at the charts today, the SLF2 was 7 or better, and so that's the signal to move up to 40, and it paid off for sure. Anyways, kind of a quiet week ahead for OSCOM in the state. We have the communication unit working group meeting on Wednesday afternoon. That's on Teams. Friday at noon on Zoom is the shares work group, and if you're a shares user or even if you're interested in shares, you are welcome to join that call. If you don't have the information, you can send me a note, QFOHL@AWRL.net, and I'd be happy to get you that detail. With that, I hope everybody has a good week ahead. Weather's nice, air is clean mostly, and stay safe and healthy. This is QFOH, Delta out to November, back to net.
All right, KEDON, thanks for your comments. If anybody have any questions or anything for KEDON, please call out. Okay, nothing heard. Well, you're off the hook now, Max. Let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir.
I don't really have anything for the net other than I'm here. Hopefully everybody's doing okay. I was
It was running a little bit behind. I was in town when you guys started sending texts, so I had to hurry up and get home to get the net set up. But sounds like we made it anyway. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be here if I'm needed. 73, I'll take care. I'll be monitoring. This is N8OBU.
Hi, N8OBU. Yeah, thanks for putting up and bouncing around the frequencies on you. But that's just keep you agile there. Gotta be frequency agile. Thanks for setting it up. Appreciate that. Let's see. Next up, I guess, will be me. There's nothing much going on here. We're kind of taking it easy, enjoying the weather, and hope everybody's having a good time, and the summer is good. So with that, I will next move to N8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Your comments, sir.
Thank you for letting me be part of the net, and thank you for running the net. This is NABZR. We got no traffic.
Okay, NABZR. Thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Let's move next to Macomb County, NAWRO. Your comments, sir.
Well, thank you, Jim. This is NAWRO. Jim, I'm one of the ABCs in Macomb County. And was Macomb's Foxconn class. We had 16 total attendees, 5 out of counties, plus 11 of our own team, including yours truly. What a great class. We really appreciated our lead instructor, Bob KD0 from UP, along with Jim Ray and Max himself. Thanks again for the pizza on day one, Max. This morning, we're happy to get our new standalone DMR VHF repeater online in New Haven, thanks to our own ADC Wally, W8 Victor Delta, for his extensive work on that. We currently have 39 members on our roster. That's about it for Macomb, so I'll send it back to you, Jim. This is NAWRO for Macomb County.
Hi, NAWRO. Thanks for that. Yeah, DMR is really good. Mark Breckenridge, NDAW, and NAWD have gotten up the WBADOC with an additional R5 Octom channel up here. I got to get programmed in, but it's good to see DMR sort of propagate out. Thanks again for checking in, sir. I see NATA up within an out, so let's move to WDAAXD, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is WDAAXD. This is Charlie in Kalamazoo County, little town of Vicksburg. I tuned across 80 meters and noise level high and no signal heard, so I came up to 40, and a few more signals popped out, and I found you here loud and clear, so thanks, Jim. So I tried to recruit a few people to join the net by sending out some texts, and I don't know, I think I got one. I know that NANLR checked in, so he'll be coming up. And KB9IAR, didn't quite get to you, Don, but good to hear you on the KB9IAR. He's also coming up for a check-in. So, not much for ham radio this past week. I've been dealing with some very strange medical maladies lately, and they've been keeping me out of the radio room. But today I was bound and determined to be here. As I have missed the last few weeks. So thanks for running the net. Good to hear everybody on 40 meters. And I will say 73 and take it back to net control. KJBD from WD8AXB. Over.
WD8AXB is KJBD. Well, we wish you all the best there and hope to get back to whatever normal is. I don't know about you, but normal for me varies from day to day. But anyway, glad to hear you on the air and hope things get better. Did get N8NOR and IAR in the list there.
So with that, let's move to WBA-ETC. Mike, what's happening up there?
Mission Air PNC, WBTQZ up here in Roger City, ECO for Prince Edward County, Max and MIT and then manager. Not a lot going on in the MCOM world. Max and MITN are chugging along. We're finding fairly frequently that we have to go to 60 meters for the Max in the morning. So if you don't find us on or near 7233, try 60 meters, channel 4. And of course, most of the net controls do make the announcement on the reflector before the net. Although doing it more than about 5 minutes before net time is kind of a waste sometimes because people tend to pop up on a nice quiet frequency that you're waiting for the top of the hour on. So MITN does have occasional problems. We usually get the net called up on 75 meters, but there are a number of occasions where we go to 60, and it is working in both cases. It's a nice option to have. That's about it from here. The air has cleared up, and we hope it stays that way. Back to that, WBATQZ.
Hi, WBATQZ. Yeah, good to hear you on here, and glad the air is cleared up there. It was a little ugly down here for a day or so, but it's good to see things getting more back to normal there. Good to hear in here, sir. Let's move next to WHBOP. Chris, what's happening?
Well, thanks, Jim. Hello to everyone on the net. Chris, WHBOP up here in Rose City, where we've got 85 degrees and beautiful days. And we're just glad that the folks in Canada has dissipated as well. I'm sorry, we had a couple of days here that were pretty rough. And yeah, 80 and 40, kind of interesting conditions today. I can hear the stations that are all probably at least 100 miles or more away, but like Max and Mike were probably all both within 50 or 60 miles. It's pretty tough picking those guys out of the noise. But let me just roll over and listen to the 3-1 out of Bay City, and we hear everybody just well. But anyway, not too much going on the OXCOM side of things, but, you know, everybody's out enjoying the summer weather. So, Jim, thanks for doing the net, and I'll say 7-3 to the group from WHCOP.
Hi, WHCOP, KJDD. Good to hear you on the air there. Thanks very much, and like I said, everybody's happy. We can breathe easier here. Me, I've been yelling into an amplifier, so hopefully that helps. I've got you loud and clear. So let's move next to WDA USA. Your comments, sir.
Yeah, KAJBB in the RTMAT WDA USA, Kent County, where signals are exceptionally strong on 40 today. Not so much on 60, but that will come into its own close to nightfall. Maybe an hour before, and certainly in the mornings, 60 meters has been phenomenal. Like Mike said, we've had to go over there to, well, even sometimes on the Michigan traffic net, we've had to go to 60 channel 4, and if 3952 isn't working, 60 meters channel 4 is usually. Like I said, your signal was exceptionally strong. Most of the other stations are. And what a difference a new dipole makes. Put up a new, a buddy of mine and I put up a new, brand new Pentadyne 160 meter folded dipole. And boy, I'll tell you, what a world of difference. So got about 5 hours worth of antenna work and just preferred to get this all wrapped up before winter, because we're sure not doing it then. And boy, what a difference. I hear all stations very, very nicely. At any rate, all quiet here in Kent County, not much going on, which is the way I like it. And also, thank you, Jim, for running the net, the OXCOM net today. Better conditions on the morning, no question. Getting right back to you, Jim. Thanks for running it. WDA USA, Kent County. Over.
WDA USA, KJBD. Yeah, thanks, sir. Appreciate that. Not a problem. You're coming in well, and are you sure you want to put up an antenna in good weather? I've been told that you need to put them up in really bad, ugly winter weather. But whatever it is, you're coming in loud and clear and doing well. Anyway, good to hear you. This is KJBD. Let's move next to N8NOR.
KJBD, this is N8NOR. Hey, thanks for taking the net tonight. Appreciate it very much. Name here is Ken. Here in Portage, Michigan. I'm just a few miles north of Charlie, WD8AXD. Don't have too much going on in the world of amateur radio. I'm working with our emergency manager, Randy James, on nailing down the time so we can meet and talk about the next steps for our new Kalamazoo Emergency Management / Aries Lacy website. So I'm trying to nail down the date and time that we can be there. So we're getting calls. I'm hoping to hear from her this week, and hopefully we might be able to meet as early as Wednesday if it's possible, so we can discuss what our options are and what our next steps. So I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
Hi, N8NOR. This is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for checking in, sir. Good to hear from you. Let's move next to KB9AAR. Your comments, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I've been enjoying some pretty good weather in Battle Creek here. Went out to Fort Custer and did our parks on the air station yesterday. Pretty good day. That's about all I've been going on here lately. Night Electrical, KABD, KB9IAR.
KB9AAR, got most of that faded off the end, but somebody sort of rolled in on the side a bit, so good to hear you on the air, sir. Thanks for checking in. Let's now move to KC8YDF. Your comments, sir.
This is KC8YDF, ECRO for Saginaw County. Not much going on this week. We are in preparation for a couple of things. We got the National Night Out coming up. On the first Tuesday of August, we'll be participating with the county again. We'll have our communications trailer out there for demonstrations. Also have some new things happening, at least with that as well, going in. We now have internet capabilities two ways from the trailer, either through the MI7 network with the microwave links, or we now also have Starlink internet capabilities through that as well. So whether we're within range of one of our receive sites or not, we will still be able to have internet capabilities through the county communications trailer. So that's good. Last year turned out real good. They had three helicopters that turned out. We had Trooper 3 was there. We had the local medical helicopter. And the Air National Guard also brought in a Chinook. So hopefully we get all three of them. They really drawn a lot of attention when the helicopters come in. And then coming up in August as well, the 22nd, our local radio club is celebrating their 70th anniversary. So we have a anniversary party scheduled on the 22nd. Our invitations are out. We have about 30 people that have responded back so far. So we're looking forward to a good time there. With that, we'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KC8YDF from Saginaw County.
Hi, KC8YDF. Good job. Aircraft always say things more interesting, they do. And it's interesting to hear about Starlink. If you ever have some comments about Starlink, I'd be here willing to hear them on an upcoming net here. That's one of the things is of interest here in the county. So with that, thanks for checking in, sir. Is anyone else out there wishing to check into the Michigan ARCSC net? Please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Okay, I got K8RHB. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now. Okay, K8RHB, what's happening, Brett? This is KJBD.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim, and good afternoon, everyone on the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Brett here in Sheldon County. Not too much going on. Just got in here late. I've been outside trying to get some painting done. So locally here, we had our Skywarn meeting last week Tuesday. We did an online version, and then we did some simplex testing, digital simplex. To our meeting location, just temporarily getting some remodeling done. And then they had a, Sheldon County had on the 22nd, they had a tabletop exercise with like a railroad, a railway like derailment. So I didn't get to participate in that in work, but that did take place and felt like they had a good turnout. Also, tomorrow, I was planning on a District 5 EC meeting, but we're also under flight risk. Basically, almost the entire state of Michigan, most of the 5th District is under flight risk. So I'm going to stay home on that one and be prepared to help out with any kind of Skywarn activities. So I'll be doing that instead, new of that. Other than that, siren test this upcoming Saturday. I've been helping out with the local, the city emergency management. We've been working on West Shore and trying to get a couple of the siren sites that have been down. I've been working with them and consumers and getting those replaced and getting quotes and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, that's all I have. Thanks for running that. Good to hear everybody, and I hope everyone has a safe week. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo out.
KJBD. We got Skywarn that's coming up here next week also. Check out the siren, see what's going on. Glad to see you guys are doing well down there, so that's excellent. Is there anyone else out there that wants to check in to the Michigan ARPSC net? Please call now.
Kilowatt. Bravo 8, you're with the Romeo, QSWR.
Okay, I got QSWR. Anyone else we can check in? Michigan Air PSC, please call now. Kilo Delta 8, November, Papa Victor. I got a Kilo Delta 8, November something. Please come again. Kilo Delta 8, November, Papa Victor. Okay, Kilo Delta 8, November Echo, something else. You're way down in the weeds. Come back, sir. November Papa Victor. Papa Victor.
Relay.
Go ahead, relay. I got a Papa Victor, but throw it out, Brett.
It's November Papa Victor. Over.
Okay, 88 NTD, got it. Thanks for the relay there. Let's move to 88 SWR. Your comments, sir.
Trying to check in on the net on for UHF. The repeaters don't drop, so you're not going to get the repeater to drop till the net's over. It'll stay up till the net's over. But feel free to check in if you would like to check in the UHF net. It's perfectly legal. Back to net control. KBSWR.
Okay, KBSWR, we got you checked in. Let's move next to KDA. November Papa Victor, your comments, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. I don't know if you can hear me or not. This is Josh, down in the county.
First time check in on this net, and just wanted to check in. We'll hold it short here. KD8MPD.com.
Okay, KD8MPD. Thanks for checking in, sir. We're here every Sunday night, so check in anytime you want. Got any comments? We'd be glad to hear them. This is KDBD, Net Control, anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan Air PSC Net, please call now. Okay, I haven't heard anything except stuff bleeding in. Are there any relays? Any relays? Okay, nothing heard. This is KJBD. Thanks everyone for checking in to Michigan Air PSC Net. We certainly appreciate that. And we're going to spin the net at 1726. This is KJBD Net Control. Thanks all.
Thank you guys, thank you N8OBU, and have a good evening.
N8OBU, thanks.
Thanks guys, we'll try to do this again next week. N8OBU, 73 y'all.
Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 86 degrees.
WD8KLL.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 86 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 84 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Juliet, Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 81 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.